The season has just started, but we already have a big women's college basketball game to tell you about. Number one meets number two tonight. The University of Connecticut will have its hands full with Baylor, specifically Baylor's 6'8" center Brittany Griner. UConn has won back-to-back championships. In fact, they were undefeated the last 2 years, and they're currently riding a 79-game winning streak. That's the longest winning streak in the history of the NCAA women's basketball. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, winning is great, but can sometimes be a burden.
A college basketball season is usually like dinner in reverse. First you feast on the cupcakes, then onto the meat of the conference schedule. On Sunday, in Storrs, Connecticut, UConn opened its season with all the trappings of a hard-fought contest. Head coach Gino Auriemma implored, yet another championship banner was unfurled, sneakers squeaked, and substitutions were called out on defense. UConn was intense, but the game was not dramatic. The Huskies beat Holy Cross by 80, 117-37. Afterward, talk quickly turned to the Baylor game, a huge contest to everyone in women's basketball, except maybe to the UConn players and coaches. All-American Maya Moore correctly said that the game would be a test and a bit of a measuring stick, but not much of a referendum.
If you're a competitor, you want to win. But as far as the course that our season can take it, it's really not going to change a whole lot.
She's right. UConn's goal every season is to win a championship, and they've done just that most years this decade. But to certain fans, like UConn junior Amanda Alexander, winning is all they've known.
They didn't lose your sophomore year.
Mm-mm.
And am I right? They didn't lose your freshman
year? Nope.
So you've been at UConn. This is your third year. You've never seen a Husky loss?
Nope.
What would it do to your world if you did?
I would cry. I would cry. But it's not going to happen, so it doesn't matter.
UConn's coach Gino Auriemma knows better. Baylor is a tough team, and his players are inexperienced. Auriemma sees the win streak as ancillary, just as he sees the high-profile matchup with Baylor as inessential to his ultimate goal.
This game really has no effect on whether you win a national championship or not. So I don't know that we should put too much stock in the winner of that game, other than we get to keep our streak alive and go into it. Eternity as the greatest basketball team in the history of all time.
What is at stake for Auriemma is transforming his five freshmen, fully half of his roster, into basketball players. The legendarily expansive Auriemma held forth in his post-game press conference, laying out all the logical reasons why the streak shouldn't be sacrosanct. For one thing, he says, what does it mean for a team to have a streak when all but three players weren't on the team when the streak began?
It's not the same team, so I can't put this on them. It's not fair to them. This is not their streak. DiMaggio got all 56 hits himself. He didn't stop at 40 and then have somebody else get the other 16.
Auriemma says if the streak goes on, he's fine with that. If it ends, he's fine with that too. The coach reasons that some losses are worse than others. And a loss to the number two team in the country in the season's number two game would only be the end of the streak, not the end of the world. Mike Pesca, NPR News.